Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Barack and Michelle Obama's former summer home in Martha's Vineyard has been listed for $39 million, amid speculation about their marriage, RadarOnline.com reports. The couple frequently enjoyed the 30-acre waterfront estate, known as Blue Heron Farm in Chilmark, before acquiring their own property on the island in 2020. MGS Group Real Estate's Maggie Gold-Zelick and Corcoran Property Advisors Brian Doherty are marketing the property for owner Norman Foster and his family. The main house offers 7,000 square feet, complemented by a 5-bedroom guest house, barn, boathouse, and sports facilities including basketball and tennis courts. Foster, an architect, has remodeled the home and added a pool with a pool house. The Obamas first rented Blue Heron Farm in 2009 and returned for the following 2 summers. News of the sale comes after Michelle Obama, 61, addressed divorce rumors on her Emo podcast. While discussing mental health and therapy following their 8 years in the White House, she responded to speculation surrounding her marriage. Rumors intensified when Barack attended 2 significant events in Washington, D.C. without Michelle. However, she clarified that her absence allowed her to own her life and define it on her own terms. Michelle expressed, "So what are those terms? And going to therapy, just to work all that out. My girls, thank God, are whole. But what happened to me?" Therapy helped her set boundaries, including declining invitations for DC events. She noted the criticism for her decisions, stating, "What people don't realize was met with such ridicule and criticism that they had to assume that my marriage was falling apart. It took everything in my power to not do what was perceived as right, but do what was for me." Michelle emphasized the importance of making choices that align with her personal needs.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.